Roundup is on. April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Yes, to swimming with bow-legged women.
The following has been rated PC for politically correct.
Pay attention, you just may learn something.
It's the Sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
You want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
971-7243, Larry Elder here. Man, we have some interesting callers. We have Steve from Virginia. Has a friend who worked for the EPA. Steve, don't leave town. Is it Sujo in Alameda, California? About a book written about Barron's, about the Trump underground journey. Carl is pretty convinced that Trump's going to make Canada our 51st state. Carl is in St. Louis. And David in Honolulu says the Democratic states will get together to sue Trump. David, they already have. Several sued him to stop the executive order to interpret the 14th Amendment as not allowing a child born on American soil to be an automatic citizen if his parents are illegal. They've also sued to stop him from doing the buyouts for federal employees. They sued for him to stop the pausing on USAID, so they've already joined together. But we'll talk about that. Again, the number is 888-971-SAGE. A few things before we get back to the phones. The judge that blocked the Trump buyout program temporarily has now rescinded the block and said that the plan to buy out federal employees can go forward. As of right now, some 75,000 federal employees have agreed to take the buyout. The American Federation of Government Employees, one of the union plaintiffs, is outraged over this, over the ruling. By the way, do you know that FDR was opposed to government unions? Thought it was outrageous that people that work for taxpayers could put a gun to the taxpayer's head and say, I'm not going to work unless you pay me more money. But the union is very upset about the Trump buyout. As mentioned, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been confirmed as the Secretary of HHS. Pam Bondi has been confirmed as head of DNR. And that makes it 14 for 14, doesn't it? The only one that didn't get through was Matt Gaetz, and he withdrew his own name. Speaking of AG Pam Bondi, she's announced charges against top New York officials for protecting illegal aliens. She says anybody that's given it a green light will be sued. She filed charges against the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, against Letitia James, and Mark Schroeder, who's with the DMV. Bondi said, quote, this is a new DOJ, and we are taking steps to protect Americans. New York has chosen to prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens. It stops today. End of quote. Can you say to the new sheriff in town? And all this about judges stopping the president from putting a pause on spending. I don't believe that ultimately what Donald Trump has done will be determined to be illegal. It was a temporary pause, for one thing. Are you really saying that the president has no power whatsoever to stop wasteful spending that does not advance the purpose for which the money was allocated? This is interesting. MSNBC has a legal analyst named Danny Savalos, who often is fairly reasonable. He pushed back against people like Senator Chris Murphy, a big Trump hater. Murphy says this, number 35.
So I just think there's a tipping point at which you can't get your democracy back. And I see all of these very purposeful lines of effort that the Trump administration and Elon Musk are taking. And I think we just have to be right now at this moment on red alert mode.
We're all going to die. It's DEFCON 1. Donald Trump is undermining the foundations of our republic. We didn't care when Joe Biden ignored the Supreme Court and issued another debt forgiveness plan. We didn't care when Barack Obama said he could not unilaterally grant protected status to illegal aliens and then proceeded to do it. But this is outrageous. We got to stop it. It's a constitutional crisis. Here's MSNBC legal analyst Danny Savalos, number 3.
I think we need to be careful with the term constitutional crisis, because as I define it, that would be a situation where the Constitution doesn't have an answer and there is a pressing conflict. The flurry of executive orders, mm-hmm. the chaos, that I think doesn't get us to crisis yet. It is irritating for the courts. It is mm-hmm. challenging. It could lead to a serious problem if, as you said, they become too congested with dealing with these orders.
They keep coming. Yeah.
The crisis occurs, and we've already talked about it, at the moment when there is a court order and the president or the administration refuses to follow it. Because historically, we don't really have a clear answer for what to do in that situation. On the first half of it, issuing a bunch of executive orders, not only do we know that the courts can handle it, they already did this back in 2017. This is the same MO. The Trump administration then would just fire out executive orders. It felt like they weren't even spell checking them. And then they would let the courts prune them like the proverbial bonsai tree, or they would just withdraw them and go back to the drawing board. Mm-hmm. It's probably not the most efficient way of doing it. It's chaotic, as you said. It's problematic.
Yeah.
The constitutional crisis for me is the moment the court issues an order and the administration resists. You could say that the last notable occurrence was when Nixon initially refused to comply with a subpoena issued by the Supreme Court. Eventually, he capitulated. Mm-hmm. But history is full of these near-crisis examples. The question is, what do we do going forward?
Is there any evidence that Donald Trump is going to ignore what the courts tell him? The left always talks about how Donald Trump filed all these lawsuits to, quote, overturn the election of 2020. Did he defy them? Did he stay in the White House? We played you yesterday, AOC, saying, you know, because the Supreme Court has gotten so illegitimate, you can ignore them. We played you Biden saying on 3 separate occasions, yeah, the Supreme Court told me I couldn't do the student debt relief, but I figured out a way of doing it anyway. Did Senator Chris Murphy light his hair on fire? Here's what the press secretary said about this constitutional crisis nonsense. Number 1.
I would like to address an extremely dishonest narrative that we've seen emerging over the past few days. Many outlets in this room have been fear-mongering the American people into believing there is a constitutional crisis taking place here at the White House. I've been hearing those words a lot lately. But in fact, the real constitutional crisis is taking place within our judicial branch, where district court judges in liberal districts across the country are abusing their power to unilaterally block President Trump's basic executive authority. We believe these judges are acting as judicial activists rather than honest arbiters of the law. and they have issued at least 12 injunctions against this administration in the past 14 days, often without citing any evidence or grounds for their lawsuits. This is part of a larger concerted effort by Democrat activists and nothing more than the continuation of the weaponization of justice against President Trump. Quick news flash to these liberal judges who are supporting their obstructionist efforts. 77 million Americans voted to elect this president. And each injunction is an abuse of the rule of law and an attempt to thwart the will of the people. As the president clearly stated in the Oval Office yesterday, we will comply with the law in the courts, but we will also continue to seek every legal remedy to ultimately overturn these radical injunctions and ensure President Trump's policies can be enacted.
So Trump intends to comply with the Supreme Court, with the court rulings, lower court rulings, while continuing to appeal in hopes that they'll be overturned. I want to remind you, we come back, what AOC said about Supreme Court rulings that she doesn't like. And you tell me which party is the party that is pushing a constitutional crisis, which party that is urging insurrection. Hakeem Jeffries said we're going to fight Donald Trump in the streets. We played you a pastor who said sometimes violence is necessary. Whatever happened to civil disobedience? 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorados, let Larry know what's on your mind.
You've heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start for just $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't simply mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call. 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor three-week quick start today. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true. People are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes, a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Now back to the stage, Larry Elder.
So I just think there's a tipping point at which you can't get your democracy back, and I see all of these very purposeful lines of effort that the Trump administration and Elon Musk are taking, and I think we just have to be right now at this moment on red alert mode.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. A tipping point where you can't get your democracy back. Point of order, it's a republic, not a democracy. Are you ready to take a stand? Then why don't you have your We've Got a Country to Save gear? You can get it at LarryEldershop.com. T-shirts that say We've Got a Country to Save. Crew necks that say We've Got a Country to Save. Hats, beanies that say We've Got a Country to Save. Use promo code ELDER25 at checkout to get 25% off the entire order. LarryEldershop.com. Gear up, say 25% with ELDER25 because We've Got a Country to Save. There's a tipping point where you can't get your democracy back. Senator Chris Murphy, a dyed-in-the-wool Trump hater from Connecticut. Did you say anything to AOC when she said the following?
There has been thought, I believe, given to this. Senator Ron Wyden has already issued statements, for example, advising what we should do in a situation like this, which I concur, which is that I believe that the Biden administration should ignore this ruling. I think that we, the courts have the legitimacy and they rely on the legitimacy of their rulings. And what they are currently doing is engaged in an unprecedented and dramatic erosion of the legitimacy of the courts. It is the justices themselves, through the deeply partisan and unfounded nature of these rulings, that are undermining their own enforcement.
So you're saying the Biden administration should ignore this court, but what does that look like? What does that actually mean?
I think the interesting thing when it comes to a ruling is that it relies on enforcement, and it is up to the Biden administration to enforce, to choose whether or not to enforce such a ruling.
And Anthony Cooper says, what does that look like? It looks like anarchy. It looks like insurrection. Can you imagine if some Trump person came on television and said, well, because these Supreme Court rulings are unpopular, we can just ignore them. Are you kidding me? Play that one more time, AOC.
There has been thought, I believe, given to this. Senator Ron Wyden has already issued statements, for example, advising what we should do in a situation like this, which I concur, which is that I believe that the Biden administration should ignore this ruling. I think that we, the courts have the legitimacy and they rely on the legitimacy of their rulings. And what they are currently doing is engaged in an unprecedented and dramatic erosion of the legitimacy of the courts. It is the justices themselves, through the deeply partisan and unfounded nature of these rulings, that are undermining their own enforcement.
So you're saying the Biden administration should ignore this court, but what does that look like? What does that actually mean?
I think the interesting thing when it comes to a ruling is that it relies on enforcement.
Wow.
And it is up to the Biden administration to enforce, to choose whether or not to enforce such a ruling.
And Nancy Pelosi said that the president did not have the authority
to grant student debt relief. Fast forward, Biden grants student debt relief. He sued. The U.S. Supreme Court says that Biden's student debt relief plan is illegal. And what does Biden do and say in response? Play the three cuts.
Tens of millions of people's debt was literally about to get canceled. But then some of my Republican friends and elected officials and special interests sued us. And the Supreme Court blocked us. But that didn't stop us. No, I mean it sincerely. We continue to find alternatives past to reduce student debt payments. That's why my administration is taking the most significant action, notwithstanding the Supreme Court tried to stop me, to provide student debt relief, most supreme ever. And the Supreme Court told me I couldn't. I found two other ways to do it.
Wow. Steve is in Middleburg, Virginia. Steve, you're on the Larry O's Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, hi, Larry. It's an honor. I'm a recent El Dorado. I love that word. But I've seen you over the years and really like you. And I'm glad that you got this show. And it's one of the best out there, and you're one of the best out there. So I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
A good friend of mine, like a brother to me, he worked for the EPA. He was a honcho there for a number of years. And I worked on Capitol Hill for over 25. But he negotiated Superfund contracts back in the 80s, if you remember those.
Mm-hmm, I do.
He had a team of underlings, and every other Friday they'd go out to an area restaurant or bar and, you know, for dinner and drinks. And I'd be invited, and I'd be joining them on many occasions. And because they saw me as a friend of the family, so to speak, you know, their boss's best friend, they were very open and honest about bragging about what they do at work as far as undermining the current administration at the time, which was the Reagan administration, and doing everything they could to stop his policy directives and so forth and what they would do, and they laughed about it. And I said, well, aren't you guys afraid of getting caught or getting fired? And when I said that, they all laughed, you know. I was a neophyte at the time. I was a young guy in my 20s. I wasn't even that political, but I was pretty naive about the way the bureaucrats worked. And they all laughed when I asked them that. And they started to tell me what the process was for firing a bureaucrat or a government employee, you know. And they said, you know, it's not going to happen. And they look at their departments. And I learned after working for a long time that this is pervasive in D.C. and across the government. The government workers, lifers, they view these departments and agencies as their little fiefdoms, mm-hmm. you know, that they own them, and that everybody else are just interlopers. Like presidents are only there for 4 or 8 years. Many politicians are voted in and out of office all the time. So they feel like they're the ones that own these things. And that's their attitude. And this is, like I said, it's pervasive. It even extends into the national security agencies. I've met people from virtually every department agency in the government. And this is Elon Musk and Lee Zeldin and you and everybody else listening and everybody else trying to cut government waste has to understand is they're not just dealing with wasteful spending. They're dealing with a mentality. You know, and that's really hard to change and control. And as long as they view everybody else, they look at it as a 15-round fight, and everybody else can only last 4 years or 8 years. They can last 15. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say, that it's a mentality that you're battling against here.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's what's meant by the deep state. And one of the last thing Donald Trump did in his first term was to sign an executive order making it easier to fire people who are not doing what they want them to do, who are not executing policy. There was just a poll that showed the majority of federal workers who voted for Kamala Harris, majority of them said they would resist a legal order by Donald Trump if they felt it was bad policy. They've got to go. Thank you very much, Steve, for sharing. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I'm Larry Elder. Get it.
Experience Calling Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The Redding Regional Chapter of Safari Club International 31st Annual Banquet will be Saturday, April 26th at the Wind River Events Center. Doors will open at 5 p.m. There will be games, live and silent auctions, and drawings, which will include over $35,000 in prizes for hunting, camping, and plenty of items for the ladies. We look forward to a fun evening in support of the world's largest wildlife conservation organization. To purchase tickets, go to sciredding.org. That's sciredding.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I got a little change in my pocket, going jingle-a-ling. Want to call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
Triple 8-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I'm inviting you to join Mike Gallagher, Jennifer Horn, Joe Piscopo, and the great Odersky on the Patriots Alaska Cruise. We can enjoy Alaska's breathtaking beauty like never before. Text the word travel to 94878 to reserve your cabin today. This luxury trip is your chance to experience majestic scenery, patriotism, adventure, and great conversation. We sail August 16th through August 23rd. Reserve your cabin today. Text TRAVEL to 94878. That's TRAVEL to 94878. Democrats are under a great deal of pressure, getting a lot of phone calls, congresspersons say, from their constituents saying, why is it you're letting Donald Trump steamroll his agenda through? We'll talk about that later on in the program. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Dave is in Honolulu, Hawaii. Dave, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, thank you, Larry.
You got it.
So I don't know if it's okay to name a senator in Hawaii, but
please.
He had a telemeeting with Ed Casey.
I bet it's Hirono. Am I wrong or am I right?
Oh, you're wrong this time. But yeah, to my surprise, it's Ed Case. He had a telemeeting with his constituents on Monday, and he kind of hinted that his constituents should get together and sue Trump as well, joining that bandwagon. And it sounds like there's a lot of course, nothing new, hypocritical gaslighting going on. So, yeah, they're not alone.
Yeah, well, you know, did you expect them to roll over and play dead? I didn't. I told you, when Donald Trump expels gas in the pantry at the White House, he's going to be sued. Everything he does, he's going to be sued. Not because they think they're going to win, because they want to slow it down. They hope they can just put up so much obstacles that Donald Trump will say, "Oh, screw it. I'm sorry. Don't worry about it. I just won't bother." They don't know Donald Trump. The man has more tenacity than any politician I've ever seen, more guts than any politician I've ever seen, has taken more incoming than any politician I've ever seen. 2 assassination attempts, the Russia collusion nonsense, 2 impeachments, all the lawfare. And he's still standing. Looks better than ever. Has lost weight, looks trim, looks fit. Just did a press conference in the Oval Office today that lasted over an hour. And taking questions about all sorts of topics. About inflation. About Gaza. About Canada. About Doge. About firing federal employees. About the EPA. One after another after another after another, and responding crisply with information. It's incredible. And the way he's been dealing with some of these obnoxious reporters like Caitlin Collins, after he was talking in the Oval Office, listen to this exchange between him and Caitlin Collins of CNN, number 37.
Mr. President, you won the White House in part because of high inflation. If your tariffs make prices go up...
We haven't asked you to speak yet, please.
Excuse me, we haven't asked you to speak yet, please. And then he said this to her, number 38.
I'd like to see peace.
Do you trust President?
I believe that he would like to see something happen. I trust him on this subject. I think he'd like to see something happen. I think it could have happened a long time ago. I think Biden, number one, it shouldn't have started, but it did. And now all those cities are knocked down like demolition sites. All those beautiful golden towers are knocked down. There's nothing going to replace them. But much more importantly, you lost millions of people. A lot of soldiers, but you lost millions of people. When they knock down those cities and they're all laying down on the side, they're lying down just... in ashes and all crumbled up concrete. They literally look like a world-class demolition site. And many of them, almost all of them, but many of them, and this should have been done by Biden years ago. This should have never been allowed to happen. I know he's a friend of yours.
But couldn't Putin just withdraw his...
He's a friend of today? CNN. That's why nobody watches CNN anymore, because they have no credibility.
He's a friend of CNN. That's why nobody watches CNN anymore. We come back. Carl in St. Louis says, how is Trump going to have Canada be the 51st state? Carl, do not leave town. 888-971-SAGE. Larry Elder.
Larry will be right back. Stay tuned.
And keep your hands to yourself.
you hear the term living better, what do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht. What about how you feel physically? How you wake up every day? How you sleep? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or even eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. So give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call. 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. Wherever you're hurting, in 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest-growing white-collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening, Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Tamara Wood, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is currently accepting applications from individuals interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or to obtain further information, please visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The grand jury is one of the most important volunteer opportunities you can be part of. The deadline is April 11th. Get your application in today. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Be part of the solution. Apply today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Nationwide and coast to coast, it's the Larry Elder Show.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, yes. I take Relief Factor every single day. I've had two back surgeries and a shoulder surgery, and I have issues. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor works by supporting your body's response to inflammation. It doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's safe to take daily. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Every day you feel better is a day you live better. Give Relief Factor a try.
With their pain-free trial, you can get a 3-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. So call Relief Factor at 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-4-RELIEF, or ReliefFactor.com. Carl is in St. Louis. Carl, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, Carl.
I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Oh, good. About Canada being the first 51st state, that's a big order from Trump. I don't know how he's going to do unless half of the people in Canada go for it and half the politicians in America would have to buy into over half of their resources.
Right, right.
I agree
with you, Carl. It's a heavy lift, and I don't think it's going to happen. But Donald Trump is saying this for a reason. What he's suggesting is that Canada has tariffs against us. They wouldn't have the tariffs if they were a state, pressuring Canada to reduce those tariffs and pressuring Canada to put people on its border because the northern border has seen a substantial increase in the number of illegal aliens coming down from Canada. So that's what Donald Trump is doing. And you're right. The polls of Canadians show that the majority of them do not want to join America, but polls change. Imagine if down the road Canadians say, you know what, it might be better. And Donald Trump is threatening not to defend us militarily. We don't have much of a military. So if we were a state, we wouldn't have to worry about the military. We wouldn't have to worry about tariffs. Maybe over time the majority of Canadians might change their mind, in which case we have a different conversation. But you're right. Right now it's not really doable. But already the Prime Minister of Canada has responded to Donald Trump's threat for tariffs by putting more people on the border and by saying that there will be much more done to stop the flow of fentanyl and illegal aliens coming in from the north. So I think already Donald Trump has achieved a partial victory. Fred is in Irvine, California. Fred, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Larry. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
So, you know, one of the reasons why people, like, get nervous about judicial review and about how Trump might not follow it is that one of his primary advisors, Russell Vogt, who has written a lot of Project 2025, and that is kind of the playbook of what's going on right now, has made many comments.
Fred,
about,
Fred, can I interrupt just for a second? Just for 1 second, Fred, no. Interrupt for a second. Have you read Project 2025?
I've read a fair amount of it, and I've read summaries of a lot of
Define fair amount.
Oh, I don't know. There were a lot of pages in it. I read summaries of it.
Do you know how many pages it is?
20 pages.
Okay.
I read paragraphs of different things.
It's almost 900 pages. I don't know anybody who's read it. But go ahead. But
I've read a fair amount, mm-hmm. and I've read summaries about
okay.
it. I understand that it's 100 pages.
Fair enough.
So in there, Russell Vogt has a plan, and it is a playbook of many things that are happening right now, and they are fast moving. Do it quick.
Does it say anywhere in there? Refuse to follow a court order. Does it say that anywhere?
I don't know if it says
It doesn't. Has Donald Trump refused any court order?
Well, so that's an interesting question.
Has there been a Republican senator, Fred, that stood out outside the Supreme Court and said, you justices, two justices, Sonia Sotomayor and Ketanji Brown Jackson, you will reap the whirlwind if you keep following these unpopular decisions the way Chuck Schumer did about Kavanaugh and Gorsuch? No. Has any House member on the Republican side, like AOC just did, say you can resist a order because of what the Supreme Court is doing is handing down unpopular decisions? No.
AOC doesn't speak for me, so I don't know why you're bringing her up. I am telling you the reason why people are nervous is that this man, Russell Vogt, says that they should ignore court orders until they get to the Supreme Court. And so
what he means is you should appeal them until you get the Supreme Court. If there's an injunction, you can't ignore the injunction. You can file a law.
No, that's not what he said. He said ignore the court orders until they go and get a ruling from the Supreme Court. not.
I will look. I will look exactly what he said, but I'm confident that's not what he said. He said, "Keep filing appeals." That's what Democrats do, and that's what Trump did. And if there's an order that Trump has ignored, please tell me what it is. The judge put a pause on what Donald Trump wanted to do. What did Trump do? He paused. He filed a lawsuit challenging that. The judge has now backed down, and now he can continue offering buyouts for federal employees. I mean, I don't understand. You've got AOC. I know AOC doesn't speak for you, but she speaks for a lot of Democrats. She's one of the more popular Democrats, got a bigger social media following probably than anybody else in the House. And I played you a clip where she just brazenly said, we can ignore orders because we don't like them. And if anybody pushed back, if I heard CNN push back, I watch a lot of CNN, I haven't heard anybody even play that. I watch a lot of MSNBC Hee-Haw, I haven't heard anybody even play that. Here is one of the most popular and powerful House members literally saying, we should ignore a court order, a Supreme Court order, because it's unpopular. What is that? Honestly. Mike is in Lakewood, California. Mike on the Larry Elder Show.
God bless you, Larry Elder. I think you're a modern American folk hero. Okay. I've always said that your picture should be between the shoulders of those two people in Grant Wood's American Gothic. You're a hero.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about, why don't you juxtapose that idiot's analysis of Supreme Court legislation and that it could be ignored. Please juxtapose that next time with her tape of not understanding a garbage disposal. You know, you need to run. And you know what? There's one thing else I wanted to say.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the relief hotline at 800-505-8709. 800-505-8709. 800-505-8709.
Let's face it, the world is uncertain these days, but there's something reassuring about holding on to what lasts. The 2025 one-ounce gold eagle from the U.S. Mint, a symbol of American strength and an asset that stands the test of time. You can trust gold, and you can trust Global Coin. Call 833-SPOT-GOLD to secure this magnificent coin graded in pristine MS-70 condition for the dealer cost of $30.99. Free shipping, no sales tax. This is your chance to own a piece of history while building a foundation of enduring value. It gets gets even better. Global Coin is giving the first 100 callers a free MS70 2025 Silver Eagle to complement your 1 ounce Gold Eagle. Two iconic coins, a symbol of prosperity and a testament to the enduring value of gold and silver. Global Coin backs every purchase with a 30-day return policy, ensuring your peace of mind. Visit globalcoindeal.com or call 833-SPOT-GOLD. No gimmicks, incredible coins at incredible prices. Again, that's 833-SPOT-GOLD.
Okay, everyone, I need your help because I just moved into this apartment a few months ago and I flipped this switch and it made that noise and it scared the daylights out of me. I am told this is a garbage disposal. I've never seen a garbage disposal. I never have one in any place I've ever lived. It is terrifying. I don't know what to use it for or what its purpose is. Like food scraps? Like, is this environmentally sound? I don't know.
I'm going to stand with you in this fight, and we will win.
We will win.
We will win. We will win. We will win. We will win. We
will win.
We won't rest. We won't rest. We won't rest. We won't rest. Thank you, everybody.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. As you heard, he said, we won't rest. Not we won't miss. We won't rest. We want to make sure we quote him fairly. Now, next hour, we're going to talk about the pressure that Democrats in Congress are under to stop the Trump agenda. They're being bombarded with angry calls from their constituents. How can you let him do this? How can you let him get away with all of this? And the Associated Press has been barred from a White House event because the Associated Press refuses to call the Gulf of America the Gulf of America. They have no problem referring to Mount McKinley as Mount Denali when Obama changed it. And turns out inflation is up. And the number of jobs created under Joe Biden has now been downgraded by a full million. All of that and more, 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Kathleen is in Mesa, Arizona. Kathleen, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hi, Larry. I'm trying to make heads nor tails of this. I've Googled it, and I can't figure out by what they're saying on there. Is the Department of Education, was it created by Congress or was it by executive order?
I'll check, but I'm pretty certain it was created by Congress under Jimmy Carter. Because, in fact, I know it was because Ronald Reagan ran in 1980 to get rid of it. If it was an executive order, he would have just signed an executive order ending it. He couldn't do it. Congress refused. They dug in their heels. And so in order for the Department of Education to go away, Congress is going to have to do it. That's why it's going to be difficult for Donald Trump to get rid of it. Not impossible. You know, we've got the majority in the House, and a large number of American people believe that the Department of Education is completely useless. It is. And so I think if he makes the case, I think that it can be abolished, but it's going to be difficult. Once you set up a government program, it takes almost an act of God to get rid of it. People dig in, bureaucrats dig in, and they want to save it, and so it's awfully difficult to kill a government program. 888-971-SAGE. I'm Larry Elder.
Who? No, I'm just kidding. I think there's a piece of glass down there.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.